Pharmacy.
I need to speak with the pharmacist, Mr. Lamb, back there.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
This Randy.
Is this a pharmacist?
Yes, it is.
Listen, this here is Roy D. Mercer. I was in there the other day, and my boy Raymond has come down with tick fever.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I was in there. He's about to get over that fever, but we was in there and had to buy a thermometer the other day.
Uh-huh.
And we were supposed to get us a rectal thermometer. And I guess it may have been one. It just faulty, but we got her up in there, and it broke off up in there. That's what happened. The damn thermometer broke off up in there.
Did it cut him?
Well, it done it a little bit. We had to take him down to the emergency room to get that thing took out of there. And I don't know whether I got me an oral thermometer and it's supposed to have been rectal or whether it's just a bad thermometer.
Well, you can use the same thermometer in either oral or rectal. Yeah. The only difference is on the scale where they show the rectal temperature is different from the oral temperature.
Well, I tell you, my temperature is pretty hot right now. As we had to take him to the emergency room to get that thermometer, what broke off, took out of there.
Uh-huh.
And I got me some doctor bills to get took care of. I need about $175. It's about $150 for the doctor. And then I got $25 worth of medicine and an inflatable donut that he's having to sit on right now.
Man, that's terrible.
So when can I come down there to get that $175?
Because
they're wanting some of the money right now.
You probably need to talk to the owner.
Well, by God, I believe you was the one that sold it to me. It was in there. And a tall, lanky feller.
What day was it?
Well, it seemed like it was about 2 or 3 days ago. He'd been so sick, I don't know. Could have been first of the week, I think.
I don't remember selling you a thermometer.
I don't know. $175 is what it's going to take. Or there might just be somebody get the damned ass whooped. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, if you want to talk to the owner, I can give you his phone number.
No, I'm talking to you, and I'm getting some satisfaction, and I'm coming down there and doing some house cleaning here in a little bit. As I guarantee you, he might have had that thermometer broke up in there, but I'm not too sure which one of us has the worst case of the red ass right now. And I'm pretty upset about it.
Well, I can understand. I would be, too.
Well, by God, then I'll come down there and see you get $175 out of you, or I'm whooping your ass.
Well, you'll just have to go to jail.
I ain't going to jail. I got me a boy that bought a thermometer down there on good faith. And is defective. And he cut up pretty bad and hurt. You going to be there all day?
I'll be here all day.
Well, how big an old boy are you?
I weigh about 200 pounds.
And don't scare me, none.
Well, I'm not trying to scare you.
Well, you going to be there all day?
I'll be here all day.
You ever had your ass whooped over or something like that?
Well, I don't understand exactly what happened.
Well, his mama was putting it in there, and he kind of flinched, and it broke off. And I ain't too sure he ain't got some mercury poisoning, too.
Well, I'm not the one that put it in there.
Well, by God. I know enough about a thermometer to use a damn thing. It ain't the first time we've done that. Is the first time y'all ever had that happen?
It's the first time I've ever heard of it happen.
Is that right?
Well, you understand, I feel sorry for him.
That's good.
I wish I could have been there and done it, and maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Listen, do you know some chubby feller up in Tulsa named Brent?
Is this Brent? You sorry SOB. Is this you?
Yes.
Is it?
How you doing, Randy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Sorry, son of a...
Why don't them thermometers come with instructions?
All right.
Randy, breathe a sigh of relief now.
I bet I'm red as a beet, right?
You're not going to get your ass whooped after all.
I was just talking to somebody the other day about you.
Oh, my God.
She's on the news.
She's on the news.
An anchor woman.
She doing a story about bad thermometers?
Bad thermometers.
It's a startling expose.